Hello, Denitra.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing
Okay.
today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great, thank you for asking. And was it you that used Depo Provera or was it a
Hi,
Philips member?
it was
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No, I
Okay.
haven't.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed. Oh, man.
To the best of your memory. It's okay if you can't remember the exact date.
So I did. It was August 25th. Yeah, it was August 25th, 2021.
2021, August 25th.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
10/26/88.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera?
Not off the top of my head, but I can.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic kind?
Provera.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I was on it for like 4 years.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your
Yes.
diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know some of these questions are a bit repetitive, but the law firm does require them. Did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2025?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you first start using Depo Provera?
I started using it. Oh gosh, it was like February 2012.
Okay, 2012. And when did you last use Depo Provera?
February 2016.
2016. Okay. Okay. See. Okay. And then for the medical record request form, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled DANETRA, is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled STODDART, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here as DNSTODDART at gmail.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your phone number down as 443-560-3520.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Okay, and then what is a good mailing address for you?
9337 Paragon Way. That's Paragon Way. Owings Mills, Maryland. 21117.
Thank you. Okay, and that is 9337 Paragon Way, Owings Mills, Maryland 21117.
Yes.
Okay, and was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera?
16 times.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that administered Depo-Provera?
It was Andrea Calarius Fitzgerald.
Yes, Fitzgerald. And where did Dr. Fitzgerald practice out of?
It was family medicine at the University of Maryland, St. Joseph Medical Center.
Okay. University of Maryland Medical Center. Okay. And are they on Osler Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And was Dr. Fitzgerald also the prescribing doctor? Was she the one who prescribed Depo-Provera to you for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Then let me just copy that down. What was the name of the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was picked up at?
Man.
Do you recall? Or was it picked up at the St. Joseph?
Well, I used to just go and yeah, it was at St. Joseph because I was getting, that's where I was getting my shots.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have to pick anything up myself personally.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yeah, I did a biopsy and MRI.
Okay. Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
What was that doctor's name? Oh my goodness. Was Dr. James Ferris.
Sparis, okay. And was Dr. James Sparis or Sperry?
Ferris, like Ferriss.
Yes. Okay. And where did Dr. James Ferris practice out of?
John Hopkins.
Okay. 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 John Hopkins, was that in Baltimore,
Yes,
Maryland?
it was on Orleans Street, 1800 Orleans Street in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. See. Okay, yep, I see it. The Johns Hopkins Hospital. Okay. Okay. Dr. James Ferris, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what was his specialty? Do you recall what type of doctor he was?
Neuro, was it neurosurgeon? I mean, yeah, it was neurosurgeon. He was a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Hold on, Gabby. I had to do surgery. Excuse me, Gabby. Just a second. Cut. I had to do surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. Excuse me.
Chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. Okay, I'm sorry you went through all of that because of Depo-Provera. Was Dr. Ferris your treating doctor as well, or did you have an additional doctor?
He was the treating doctor.
Okay, and treatment was done at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Okay. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Okay. Do you recall roughly what dates you were in the hospital for the meningioma?
I was hospitalized for 5 days. I did my treatment September 2021.
Okay.
I don't trying to
That's
think of
okay.
the
2021, September of 2021. Let's see. Okay. And you were hospitalized for 5 days.
Yes.
Okay, and treatment started September 2021.
Yes.
Okay, 2021. Records will show exact dates. For 5 days, okay. And do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes, I would have to get them from the doctor, but I could do that. I don't have
Okay.
them right now.
That's fine. Typically, the law firm will request them. I'm going to send over a HIPAA compliant medical record release form. For that form, what is your social?
It's 218-235012.
Okay, I have 218-235012.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Just a second. I've got to get this number pulled up. Troy. Mazik. MAZYCK, and the number is 443-365-0169.
Okay, so I have 443-365-0169. Okay, thank you. Okay, and then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just need to make sure I have everything correct before I send over the retainer agreements. So
Okay.
I have your first name spelled DANETRA, is that correct? And
Yes.
then I have your last name spelled STODDART.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera February of 2012 and you last used it February of 2016.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your email here as DNSTODDART@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Then, let's see, I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain August 25th of 2021.
Yes.
Okay, and I have your date of birth as October the 26th, 1988. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, and then I have your mailing address as 9337 Paragon Way, Owings Mills, Maryland 21117.
Yes.
Okay, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see that HIPAA compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And you'll see a form that allows them to contact you and start the process on your behalf. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I'm going to send that over right now. Let me know when you see it come up. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if anything is misspelled and needs to be changed.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, go ahead and press that text or open the link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
Okay, and then do you see a start button?
Yes.
Go ahead and press that start button and it'll direct you to your first signature field.
Okay.
Then do you see a finish button?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and press the finish button. If you missed anywhere, it'll take you back. Oh, perfect. I just got that back. You'll also receive an additional email with the completed DocuSign that you can just save in your email and keep for your records. The law firm Ben Martin, they'll be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks. They're pretty fast. They'll be calling just to verify that you do want to participate. I believe they call from a 214 number. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as you can, because they won't be able to start the process of requesting medical records until they hear from you that it is okay to start. Okay?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy new year, okay?
All right. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Bye.